Once again, good morning, everyone. Wouldn't it be ultimately nice to have a baptism almost every week? God is doing something, and the reality is this. The Bible promises us that before Jesus comes again, the entire world will hear the gospel, whether we like it or not. Of course, we like it. But we can be a part of that movement to share in the good news and prepare the way for the coming of Jesus. Would you like to be a part of that movement? Amen. Today I want to share a message entitled, Nothing Compares. Nothing Compares. Or I should say, nothing in comparison. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I know like my mind is also racing in probably 100 different directions, but Father, I'm going to ask that you will place the thoughts as well as the words upon my mind and my heart and my mouth. But more importantly, we ask that you endow us, you will bless us with your Holy Spirit, that the message would not be my own, but it will be from you. Lord, give your people ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart of flesh in which you can touch, mold, and shape as you see fit. Father, may this message be relevant to whoever needs to hear it, God. This is our prayer. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, over 20 years ago, maybe more, maybe 25 years ago, my friends and I, we had decided to make a hiking trip. Anyone been to Old Rag Mountain, Old Rag Trail in the Shenandoah Valley? Anyone? Okay. All right. So if I make anything up, so you won't catch me like making things up, right? No, this is all true, I promise you. So these are my, these are two of my closest friends, and I know some of you, what you're thinking, we all look alike, but it's me in the middle, okay? In the middle, that is me. The skinny guy with the long hair, that's actually me. This is back when I was in my late 20s, and two of my closest friends, one is Andy. The guy on the right was a walking stick. His name is Andy. He's a pastor now in the Michigan Conference. And the guy on the left, his name is James. And we used to call him Singing James because he had a really great voice and he had a singing ministry. So we used to call him Singing James. And so the three of us one day decided to go on this hiking trip. We went to Old Rag because my friend Andy had done this trail before, at least he knew of it, so he said, let's do this trail together. This trail was not any, like, Texas trail, but it was not only elevated, but it was a 9-mile grueling hike. That's us kind of halfway up, and on your right is my friend James. And I guess on your left is me. And by the way, that's me with jet black hair. Like, all you kids, all this white stuff is from you, all right? So you owe me one. And that's my friend Andy. I don't know if you can notice here, but our shirts are soaked through with sweat. Like, this is probably not even like what we did later on, but it was an exhausting hike. I mean, we went through, climb over rocks, and we did windy trails. We even saw snakes along the way, and it was one of the probably the most difficult hikes I have ever done. And at times, we are kind of like a third of the way up, and at times, we were jumping over these like gaps to get to where we were. Now, that entire hike wasn't like that, but in order to get to some of the most optimum spots, we were literally jumping over these gaps in these mountains. And 3.5 hours later, at least I would like to think that it only took us 3.5 hours. My memory might be, you know, like false, but I think it took us about 3.5 hours, and we finally made it to the top. All that hard work, the sweats and the mosquitoes and the jumping and the weariness, all of it was worth it because of two things. And I want to share those two things with you today. That's us at the top. First thing, why was the hike worth it? First, we did it together. It was the fellowship and the bonds of friendship that made the trip worth it. It was a journey that we did as friends that sticks out in my mind today. That difficulties is only a distant memory. What I truly remember is the time that we spent, the quality time that we as friends did this journey together. That's what sticks out on my mind. So when we go on the journey of life, we are to do it together. That's what's going to make your journey worth it. Secondly, what made it worth all that 9-mile hike, that 3.5 hours? The view at the top was amazing. This photo actually doesn't do it justice. In fact, this is one I took off the internet. In real life, it is much better than what we can see in the picture. And this amazing view at the top, this destination at the top of the mountain was breathtaking. And we were just soaking up God's beauty, His creation. And the difficulties that we faced getting there just faded away. You see, when we make a journey, in this particular instance, what made it enjoyable, what made it worthy of all that effort was the people that we did it with and the destination where we ended up. And then in this journey of life, there will be countless blessings that you and I will receive. That's to be sure. When we make, especially when you live for Jesus, there are blessings that God will give you that we would not have necessarily, would not have had we not made a decision for Jesus. And those will be too many to count. But it is also true that when you walk with Jesus, there will be challenges along the way. We cannot expect our path, just because we follow Jesus, to be perfectly straight and no barriers, no hurdles. In fact, it might be the opposite, actually. When we make a decision for Jesus, sometimes our path becomes more rocky. With that being said, I would still advocate it's the best decision that we can ever make. The challenges that we face may even challenge your faith in God. And we will often face unpleasant difficulties, deaths of loved ones, sickness, suffering, wars, crimes, injustice, financial hardships, disaster, and the list can go on and on, all these difficulties that we may possibly and likely face in our lives. But in this walk of life, what will make that journey bearable are the very same two things. One is a company that you keep. Who do you walk with? None of us here are called to walk alone. We are called to make this journey together, not as an individual, not solo, but together we are to make this journey. And God ultimately created us to be social individuals. He created us to walk in fellowship with one another, to fellowship with each other, but maybe even more importantly, to fellowship with Jesus. In fact, it is the fellowship that makes this difficult journey even enjoyable. And when we look back at the key moments of our lives, we will remember less of the difficulties and more about the people that were there for us, who loved us and endured with us and lifted us up. The book of Luke says this. Luke chapter 24, the walk to Emmaus. And it says, scripture says, now behold, two of them, meaning two of the disciples, not necessarily one of the 12, but there was many disciples, two of the followers of Jesus were traveling the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And as they walked together of all these things which had happened, they talked together of all these things which had happened, so it was, while they conversed and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And if you read the entire story, they didn't even realize that it was Jesus walking with them. And if you know anything about the walk to Emmaus, that 7-mile journey, it is not an easy one. In fact, it is a treacherous journey. There are rocks and that path is filled with dangers, with rocks where you can easily slip. And so no one was to make that journey at night. But the disciples, these two, they actually did make their journey at night. Why? Because they couldn't wait to tell that they had met Jesus along the way. See, the dangers were only a minor part of their experience. That was in a far distant memory. Rather, what they remembered was their time with Jesus. What they remembered was their walk with Jesus. Luke 24:32, later on, they said this, these two disciples, they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? They remember the time together with Jesus more than the journey itself. It was their fellowship with Jesus that they remember, and it was their time with Jesus that made their dangerous journey even enjoyable. And the same is true with us. It is our fellowship with Jesus, but more importantly, our fellowship with Jesus that makes this life, journey of life, one of joy and one that is worthwhile walking. So in this walk of life, it is only as we walk together that makes the difficulties of life worthwhile and even a joy to walk. That was the first thing. Secondly, the second thing is the destination that makes it worthwhile. You know what 2 Corinthians actually says, chapter 11, verse 23 to 25? It's Paul speaking, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. So what he's talking about is like, he suffered more than pretty much everyone else. From the Jews, he received 5 times 40 lashes minus one, because they said if you receive 40 of these lashes, one would probably die. So in order to torture them, they would only give you 39. 3 times, he says, I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned and left for dead. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea. Do you get the trend? In perils, in perils, in perils, in perils amongst false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. He says all these things he faced. Paul faced some of the most difficult hardships known to man. I have never been stoned. I suspect you have never either. But he had been stoned. He had been whipped 39 times, I believe it was 2 or 3 times, and beaten, robbed, left for dead multiple times. He was persecuted in his faith for his faith in Jesus, and his past in no way was it easy. But quite the opposite, it was perilous. And yet, this is what he says. He says in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, for I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Do you know what he's actually saying there? He says, the comparison, yes, we do suffer. And I went through quite a bit. I've been stoned. I've been left for dead. I've been robbed. And I've been beaten, all that. He said, yet all that suffering that he had experienced was not worthy to be compared with what God had waiting for him. You see, no matter how much suffering and trials and difficulty we face, when we get to the kingdom of God, what were we complaining about in comparison to what God will give us, what God has waiting for us? It will be nothing in comparison, and it will be as a distant memory, like the hike that I did. It was the journey, the destination that made it worthwhile. The journey of life makes it worthwhile Because God promises us that there will be a place that we will end up one day with no more death, no more suffering, no more pain, no more sin, for all those things are in the past, former things that passed away. And I look forward to that day, that destination that God has planned for us. When we get to heaven, everything that we endured on earth will be as nothing in comparison to what we ultimately receive. Paul, in conclusion, ultimately says this: no eye has seen, or this is a different phrase, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You know what he's saying? Use your imagination and think of the best thing that God can bless you with. Doesn't matter. Go crazy. Let your imagination go wild. And he's saying that imagination will fall short of what God has planned for you. Your expectation can never exceed what God will grant to us. So as we walk this walk of life, as we face countless joys and blessings, but also of hardships, difficulties, trials, and whether in sorrow or joy, in blessings or hardship, never forget that it is the joy, is the walk that we do together. As we walk it together with those who also love God, it is the journey with these together that makes it worthwhile. And that's what we meet as in the church every week, right? That's why we meet for prayer meeting. That's why we do community service together, because we are called to do it together. But secondly, and especially more so, it's not just with each other, but it's ultimately with Jesus. He has to be the center of everything that we do. And finally, may we always remember, despite the difficulties, it is the destination that will ultimately make it worthwhile, knowing that the sufferings of our present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in each one of us. May we look forward to that day, and may we continue to hold on to that hope. May God bless you guys.